All right, as we close in on the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, each day as we make our way to the 50th anniversary, we look back on what happened on this date in history in 1969, 50 years ago today. And then Casey will join us with a countdown song here in just a few moments. But let's go to the headline, July 22nd, 1969. It's still all about the moon. This is 2 days after the astronauts landed on the moon.
They're still there, aren't they? Or how long did they stay there?
I think they were on the... How long were they actually on the moon?
On the moon?
No, they weren't still on the moon, I don't think, at this point. I think they were
touch and go?
Yeah, they were there, did a little drive-by.
Picked up a little dust.
Left a few flag holes and took off. But 2 days after the astronauts landed on the moon, President Nixon said, by the year 2000, we will visit other worlds with some form of life. We probably all believed that back then in 69. We probably figured, in 30 years, sure, we'll probably be doing that.
Playing golf up there.
Well, we did that, but we didn't visit other worlds with some other form of life by the end of the century. The astronauts now heading home on the Columbia module, toting 50 pounds of moon rock and soil. They'll splash down in 2 days. 800 million people had no idea that the moonwalk even happened. The governments of China, North Korea, and North Vietnam, and Albania blacked out the broadcast and all reporting. On July 22, 1969, so-called pot pickers began converging on the state of Kansas on this date in 1969. Warm weather in the summer of 69 bolstered the state of Kansas's marijuana crop, which grows wild. People came from around the Midwest and the Plain States to pick the pot. But farmers helped authorities in spotting the weed harvesters, and law enforcement warned anyone caught would be prosecuted.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
In sports, July 22nd, 1969, the baseball All-Star Game was scheduled for this evening. Steve Carlton starting for the National League, Denny McClain for the American League. Reggie Jackson of the Oakland A's leads baseball in home runs with 37. And primetime TV tonight on July 22nd, 1969, The Mod Squad, The Liberace Show, The Doris Day Show. Thank God the baseball All-Star Game was scheduled. Oh, and on this date in 1969, July 22nd, a 55-year-old man won the World's Porridge Eating Championship. By eating 23 bowls of porridge in 10 minutes. So we even
Kobayashi's nothing new.
Yeah, we had competitive eating.
Joey Chestnut's nothing new.
50 years ago. Now let's see what was tearing up the charts on this date 50 years ago. July 22nd, 1969 with Casey.
I'm Casey Kasem. And welcome back to the only countdown of the most popular songs from coast to coast, the American Top 40. At number 7, we find the story of a deaf, dumb, and blind kid named Tommy. It's the latest album from British rockers The Who. And Tommy loves to play pinball. In fact, he's a pinball wizard. I don't know how he does it. I asked my producer, Don. I said, what's the deal? He can't see? He can't see the buzzers and bells? He can't hear them? It's like he plays by intuition. It kind of sounds like your old buddy Casey playing the brand new video game Pong. This past Friday night, I head over to the house, Dick Clark and Mike Douglas, and we played an all-night round of Pong. And I dominated the entire way through. Sounds like Tommy at the pinball machine. I'm Casey Kasem, and here's The Who. And I remind you, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars, but stay off the Looney Tunes.